Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
There's some great gridiron history here to be told, because in this episode, we discuss the AFL expansion in Florida. The grand old man of football is born, and the NFL leaves the country for the very first time. We have these stories and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. How are we today? I hope everybody had a great weekend. We have a very big week of football history to talk about this week. And we're going to start off with this August 16th football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers for August 16th. And I think you're really going to enjoy these things. So let's start off all the way back in 1965. The Miami Dolphins franchise forms and becomes the AFL, the American Football League's first expansion franchise. Just about eight seasons later, the team would become the first, and at the time of this podcast, the only undefeated NFL champion of the Super Bowl era. And wow, I mean, a lot can happen in 8 years. Now, here's a little trivia question for you. Who was the Miami Dolphins' first head coach? Well, we have the answer for you. It was George Wilson. And George Wilson was the head coach of the Dolphins for the first four seasons that they were in existence until, in 1970, the legendary Don Shula took over and stayed as the sideline boss of the Dolphins for 26 seasons. So in their first 30 years, they had two men as their coach, and George Wilson those first four seasons. So remember that for your next NFL trivia game you're playing. Now let's take the headlines to August 16th, 1976. Tokyo, Japan, in the first NFL game outside of North America, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the San Diego Chargers 20-10 in a preseason game per the NFL.com. Nearly 38,000 fans were in attendance at the stadium that day in Japan. Now, doesn't that seem like so long ago? You know, we were calling them the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Diego Chargers, because it was. Now, of course, the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Chargers. But back in that 1976 game, those were the cities that these teams called home. Now let's take a quick break and take a listen to something from one of our sponsors. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. That's right, Row One Brand has some great stuff for you to check out, so make sure you take a look at those. We have one of their pictures on our August 16th football history headlines in the ad there for Row One, and I think you'll really find some really neat stuff there that almost any sports fan in your life can enjoy. Let's go to our Hall of Fame birthdays for this August 16th. We have a big one to start off with. August 16th, 1862. Amos Alonzo Stagg, the former end and halfback for Yale University, but maybe even more well-known for his accomplishments in the coaching watching football. This legend of the game was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame and induction ceremonies in 1951. And as a player, Stagg was a standout end for the Bulldogs, earning All-American honors in 1889 and under the coaching of Walter Camp. The legendary coach spearheaded the Chicago Maroon teams of 1905 to 1913 to the national championships. This prolific coach is famous for creating a bond between playing as a team and religious beliefs, and also helped forge the sport of basketball to have five players on the court at the time. Now, you can read a lot more about this in Jennifer Taylor Hall's book, Amos Alonzo Stagg, Football's Man in Motion. We've had her on a couple times on Sports History Network, including this program, and Jennifer just does an excellent job of telling about the life and accomplishments and innovations of Amos Alonzo Stagg, and it really does a lot of great justice to this man's fortune, what he's brought to us. And for this and many other contributions, he also was entered in the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1959. He also coached baseball for various schools. And football, though, was his main focus, and he finished with an overall coaching record of 314, 199, and 35, and is remembered to this day as the NCAA Division III football championship game is named in his honor. What a great honor it is, and what a great man, Amos Alonzo Stagg, there for almost like 50 years, I believe, at the University of Chicago, coaching football. That was August 16th, 1913, Bobby Wilson, the former halfback at Southern Methodist University, and he is found in the College Football Hall of Fame from the entry class of 1973. The Mustang rusher earned All-American honors for his play after the 1935 season, and when he was a senior, he was drafted after he was a senior, 40th overall in the 1936 NFL draft by the Brooklyn Dodgers. August 16, 1921, Dick Welding. He was a tackle from Minnesota that is also found in the College Football Hall of Fame as inducted in 1957. The Golden Gopher lineman, Wildung, earned consensus All-American honors for his play in the 1941 and 1942 seasons. And after college, he went on to play for the Green Bay Packers after serving for his country a few years in World War II in the United States Navy. He played six seasons altogether for the Packers, earning Pro Bowl honors after the 1951 season. August 16, 1926, Art Weiner. He was the University of North Carolina end who was selected into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1992. He also played professional ball for the NFL's New York Yanks. In 1949, the Tar Heel receiver tied the then NCAA record when he caught 49 passes in the season. Quite a lot for the running style of play in that era. August 16th, 1930, another big one, Frank Gifford. He was the halfback from the University of Southern California, and he has been immortalized in both the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Gifford had a great 11-year NFL career as a back and a flanker for the New York Giants. Gifford won the 1956 Most Valuable Player Award and helped his team win the NFL championship that same year. And after hanging up his cleats, he spent 27 years broadcasting ABC's Monday Night Football, many of them alongside Howard Cosell and Dandy Don Meredith. You know, who can forget that those great plays Frank Gifford made? You watch the greatest game ever played, 1958 NFL championship, and many others. But Gifford was just a very integral piece of the offense for the Giants, and what a great man he was on Monday Night Football, hearing his voice coming over the airwaves with Cosell and Meredith. That's just something I'll never forget as a kid. That Monday Night Football really special. August 16, 1935, Bill Glass, the former guard from Baylor University, and he is an enshrined player in the College Football Hall of Fame. Glass's professional career actually started north of the border with a season in Saskatchewan with the Rough Riders. He also played 11 seasons in the NFL for both the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns. And as a member of the Browns, he helped the team to win the NFL championship in 1964 and the Eastern title in 1965. Wow, that's quite a lot of great information. If you want to find out more information on some great old articles, you can go to newspapers.com, and you can go to, you know, just about any newspaper that they have on there. You can find some great sporting events or any kind of events that happen around the world. You're actually reading the real digital copy of the newspaper. You can go all the way back in time. You go at newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the US, Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back to 1798. And you get a free 1 week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other great Sports History Network shows. And speaking of that, there's about 20 of these Sports History Network shows, and I think you will find them very enjoyable. We have some great hosts, some great guests on there, great topics of all different kinds of sports. So there's something for everybody on sportshistorynetwork.com. It is the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. And if you want to learn a little bit more about football, you can go, there's many other podcasts and sites on Sports History Network, but you can go to the pigskindispatch.com, our home website. We have a plethora of information on a game of American football from all leagues and levels, and we hope you enjoy that and talk about some great people that were involved in the game. We are on Facebook at Pigskin Dispatch page. We are at Pigskin Dispatch on Twitter, and we are found on LinkedIn as Darren Hayes. And also we post on the Reddit under the R Sports Reddit many times. You can find us there. So if you want to email us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you, get some feedback on what you want to hear more of and what you like about the show, and maybe something that you don't like about the show. We're willing to listen to all of that because you are our focus, and you are who we are targeting everything towards, our listeners, and we want your enjoyment to be taken care of and your football needs and known of history of football. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans, this is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.